All right, Sam, obviously in Major League camp with a chance to make a nice impression here, and you're coming off a year where you were at the alternate site and didn't have a chance to pitch against other teams. Looking back on it, what do you feel you got out of that season, even if it wasn't the normal minor league season that you may have had?
I think I learned a lot last season. There was a couple outings where I could go out there and work on stuff as well as compete against my teammates there at the alternate site. But I think I saw a lot of development with my pitching, and I kind of learned a lot about myself as well. So I think it wasn't a wasted year by any means. I think it was actually the opposite. I think I developed more, and learned a lot.
I know when we had caught up in spring training, it sounded like that's a common theme for you. When you look at your year at Double-A Akron, I know statistically it doesn't look the best, but it seemed like you got a lot out of that too. And is that the key in this game to keep moving forward, is to learn from every situation regardless of what it is?
Definitely. I mean, like you said, the year in Akron in 2019 wasn't statistically great. It actually looks pretty brutal on paper. But I think it was good to go through a season like that, where a lot of the bounces weren't going my way, and I wasn't pitching super well. And I think I learned a lot about myself from like a mentality standpoint, to kind of push through that and keep working it and finish the season, even if things weren't going my way. And then last year saw a little bit of success throughout the alternate site, and I just kind of want to build off that and all the work I put in this off season and move forward.
You mentioned alternate site and work in the off season, and I know it's a very small sample size, but it seems like your stuff has improved tremendously. And have you seen that? And how do you explain that? What were some of the keys that has allowed you to do that?
Definitely. I think it's, I mean, a lot of the credit goes to all the coaches and the player development here. They're really good at what they do, spotting different things with each individual pitcher. But I think over the past couple of years, I have developed and I've learned my body a lot. I know how I move, and I know what weight makes me move well, and kind of have tried to drive those points home for myself and really work on those parts of my game, as well as kind of I saw an uptick last year in velocity, and kind of just trying to hone that in and throw more strikes with the better stuff that I have developed. So I think it's a combination of all of those things.
When you look at secondary pitches to go along with that uptick in velocity, which ones are you really trying to refine here and make that a go-to pitch?
I think first and foremost it's the curveball. I think that's my number one off-speed pitch, and over the I made a grip change at the beginning of 2020, right before spring training, that kind of saw that pitch get actually a lot better. And then I spent last season trying to understand where that pitch is going to go, because it was moving a lot more, and I feel a lot more comfortable with it. And then the slider cutter combo, just being able to throw strikes with that pitch, and just kind of sprinkle in the changeup when need be.
So you get to use those in a spring training game very early on in this year's spring training. It had been a long time since you faced hitters wearing another uniform. What was that like for you to get back out there and in true game competition, not just inner squads?
I mean, it felt great. It was nice. I faced the same guys over and over last year at the alternate site, and well, that definitely favors the pitcher. It was nice to kind of get out there and be able to compete. There were some fans in the stands, which was nice, to get that adrenaline going again, and go out and compete.
A lot of people, including your manager, Terry Francona, is saying really nice things about what they've seen so far in spring training. How much of that do you notice, and how do you balance thinking that might be a nice thing as opposed to just really staying focused?
A little bit. I notice it a little bit. I think Tito's awesome. I think our relationship really started to form, I think, last season, where we started talking a little bit, and then again this season, I respect him, and he respects me, and I appreciate our relationship and love having him in the clubhouse. But I'm just excited to get going in camp and see what happens.